GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Let's dive into today's top stories shaking up the crypto world. First up, we take a trip to Mar-a-Lago, where high finance meets high politics. The Trump meme coin, Donald Trump's foray into the digital currency space, is making headlines again, but not for the reasons you might think. After a spectacular crash, seeing the token plummet 96% from its peak, one may expect its relevance to have faded. Instead, the holders of Trump are being rewarded with an opportunity, a seat at the table, quite literally. This afternoon, the top 297 wallets will enjoy a gala luncheon with the man himself, Donald Trump. For the top 29 holders, there's an additional perk, a VIP reception and a champagne toast. The price of admission? A measly $500 in token value, down from $1,200 at last year's event. It's a steep discount, and not the good kind. This isn't just a case of depreciating assets. It's a reminder that political influence in the digital age can be bought for a song, or rather, a meme. Make of that what you will. Meanwhile, in the realm of digital autonomy, Coinbase's Jesse Pollack has announced a curious new chapter for crypto payments. 69,000 AI agents are currently transacting with crypto, bypassing traditional human-centric gateways. The new playground for these agents is X402 and its associated platform, Agent.Market. These bots are out there making decisions, spending USDC on Base, moving stablecoins without needing a whisper of human permission. It's like a swarm of bees buzzing about with a pocket full of cash and no beekeeper in sight. The X402 protocol resurrects the dormant HTTP 402 status code, payment required, from the early 90s, a relic that never found a use until now. This evolution could be a double-edged sword. On one hand, it's an incredibly streamlined approach to digital transactions. On the other, it's a potential Pandora's box of unsanctioned economic activity. Let's hope these AI agents have more common sense than some of their human counterparts. Finally, we pivot to the increasingly contentious arena of prediction markets. Wisconsin has just added itself to the growing list of states challenging the legality of platforms like Coinbase, Robinhood, Polymarket, Kalshi, and Crypto.com. Attorney General Josh Call has filed lawsuits against these entities, labeling them as nothing more than unlicensed gambling operations under the guise of market prediction tools. The lawsuits draw on the argument that betting on real-world events, from sports outcomes to political races, crosses the line into illegal gambling. Wisconsin joins four other states and two federal lawsuits in the effort to rein in what they see as rogue financial activity. For crypto platforms, this isn't just a legal battle. It's a fight for survival and legitimacy in the larger financial ecosystem. The outcomes of these lawsuits could redefine the boundaries of acceptable risk and innovation in financial tech. What does all this mean for builders and job seekers in the crypto space? Well, if you're developing around tokens with a splash of celebrity or meme appeal, tread carefully. The floor can fall out from under you, taking your user base with it. For those venturing into AI-driven financial tools, the landscape is ripe for innovation, but fraught with ethical and regulatory pitfalls. And if your work touches on prediction markets, brace yourself. The legal ride is about to get bumpy. That's all for today. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.